Hey, good morning. It is coming up here on 845 at WFIR. The Roanoke Valley has long established reputation as a home to major amateur sporting events. And now Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge has established a new arm to further make that a reality. But first, a special introduction for the person at the center of that change. Bree Nitz is the Director of Sports Development for VBR Sports. She was a surfer at the University of Hawaii, hence the intro music you hear. Bree Nitz joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning, along with Catherine Fox, Vice President of Public Affairs and Destination Development for Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, to discuss the creation of VBR Sports. And Gene and I would like to welcome you both. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys coming in on such a wet morning. Now, Catherine, first question is for you. When did Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge decide that creating a VBR Sports would be a good idea? You sent some information that there are over 30 million boys and girls playing youth sports compared to just less than 8 million in 1970.
Right. The sports tourism market is something that's the travel and tourism industry is seeing grow exponentially. We've seen a lot of that happen here locally just over the last several years through the Salem's reputation of bringing in sports. So we want to really take that to the next level and utilize the entire region's facilities for sports. Bree is really taking the lead on looking at what sports there are that can fulfill those facilities, and we can bring in more competitive sports to this area.
Bree, sorry about the corny introduction. I just couldn't resist. Now, talk about your background with sports. I guess you were a surfer at Hawaii. I hear you're a pretty good golfer, too. And does that background in sports sort of really give you an empathy for what you want to do?
Sure. And just to clarify, I surfed in my free time in Hawaii.
Oh, so okay. I thought it was like a varsity sport or something.
I wasn't a competitive surfer, but I was a competitive sailor. So I was on the varsity sailing team with the university. So before that, in my youth, I was a traveling athlete. I was a swimmer growing up. So I spent many weekends on the road with my family, and we would go to many different cities. So I have that experience from the youth perspective. And then in college, we traveled all over the country going to various regattas. So I got to experience it at the collegiate level. And then outside of school, when I graduated, I was like, I still want to be competitive. So I started into triathlons, and now I'm into golf. So I travel and just play sports personally. Mm-hmm. So I can see it kind of from all angles.
So you see what that traveling means, the families that come, the hotel rooms,
yes,
the eating and all that, that makes an impact.
Sure. And in my position, it's kind of two jobs. I promote the destination as a place to bring in sporting events. And then when the events come here and book here, we want to make it the best experience possible. So it's a matter of servicing the athletes and the organizer to make sure they have all that they need. And the city of Salem has done an amazing job with that. And so we want to grow that for the entire region.
Yeah. Did you want to say something?
No, I completely agree with what Bree's saying in terms of amateur sports and collegiate level sports. So it's a combination thereof.
So when the thing is, Catherine, when they're here though for sports, you also, this is where the rest of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge comes in also, because you want them to spend time going to other attractions, correct?
Right. So what we see is that there's an extended vacation when people come in and they compete. It could be a week's worth of competition. But that could be the summer vacation for any family who would want to stay a week, weekend before they get here or after. So it makes it a nice transition.
We're talking with Bree Nitz and Catherine Fox from Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. And Bree Nitz is in charge of VBR Sports. And, you know, Catherine sent me some information where sports tourism to date in the Valley, I guess, has accounted for almost 70% of group business. So, Bree, how do you build upon that? You mentioned Salem. Carrie, Harvey Cutter, John Shaner, those people there have done a tremendous job over the past 20, 25 years bringing in not only collegiate events, but all kinds of amateur tournaments. How do you build upon that and not duplicate what they're doing?
Sure. And that 70% number, we want to maintain that. So the most important people to me right now are the people that are already here booking events. So I want to make sure our level of service is top notch for them so that they don't pick up their event and move it somewhere else. And then we want to diversify the events that we bring in. So we're looking at disc golf and archery and building upon wrestling. We have Lancerlot Sportsplex that is putting in a second sheet of ice. So how can we kind of build on those sports?
You know, I wanted to ask you, Catherine, we lost the Commonwealth Games here in Roanoke. They went to Lynchburg over a year ago. But another record year for hotel room bookings and hotel room sales. So I guess we haven't missed a beat.
Not at all. We had 189 sports competitions held in Virginia's Blue Ridge last year alone. So we are constantly looking at new opportunities. I think around that same time we had a USTA, U.S. Tennis Association, Mid-Atlantic tournament was held here. So we are absolutely filling in those gaps and bringing in more sports.
Mm-hmm. Bree, you were involved with the tourism industry before you came to this position. Was that sports tourism?
I had a mix of a sports background and a meetings and conventions background.
Talk about the level of competition, how fierce it is for localities that are fighting for these major softball tournaments and some of these other sports. And you identified some of the ones at the highest percentage of growth in recent years. Everything from mountain biking to MMA competitions to lacrosse, roller hockey, field hockey. Just talk about the intense level of competition you see out there.
Yeah, and I follow the trends, and it's pretty incredible what some other cities are investing into new sports facilities, and it makes my eyes go wide to see what kind of dollar amount they're putting into it. And then I look back at our community in Virginia's Blue Ridge, and we have an amazing sports council that represents the five jurisdictions of City of Salem, City of Roanoke, County of Botetourt, County of Roanoke, and Franklin County. And it really goes back to that relationship that you have at home with the local organizing committee. Tennis, for instance, couldn't be possible without the Roanoke Valley Tennis Association really stepping up with volunteers, and same with disc golf and many other sports in their respective areas. And so it's really, you know, I see all these facilities, but I don't get scared because we have an amazing local group who is behind sports all the way.
All right, it's 8:51. We are speaking with Bree Nitz, Director of Sports Development for VBR Sports, and also Catherine Fox, Vice President of Public Affairs and Destination Development for Virginia. Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. We're talking about the creation of VBR Sports. Bree, you talked a little bit just now about the advisory council. Bree, you've been in the tourism industry for about 6 years. How does the Roanoke Valley measure up now when it comes to having the resources needed to go after these major amateur sporting events?
You know, we did our launch last week, and I have heard nothing but great things. People have been calling me up and emailing me, all various folks here locally, which that's what I love to see. And again, it just goes back to having that local support and local buzz around sports. I know cycling is one that we are going after hard. And in every discipline, we've got cyclocross, road biking, mountain biking, and we have community members who are so excited about it. And that's what we need in order to host a successful event. It really takes a village. And so when I approach any new event, then I bring the village with me and just showcase that support that we have here locally.
How long does it take to land a major sporting event, Breed? Is it a year process, 2 year process? How long does it take to, you know, drag an event away from somewhere else and get it to come here?
Sometimes it's a very long process. I go to national conferences, and they could be looking up to 3 years out for an event bid. And then some others need a very quick turnaround. A basketball tournament may need 4 months to book a location. So it really all just depends. But that's where we need to be flexible and be able to act on our toes, or, you know, plan very long term and get all the key stakeholders lined up.
Talking with Bree Nitz from VBR Sports and Catherine Fox from Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. You mentioned facilities, and I know that one of the reasons Salem lost the Stag Bowl, the NCAA Division III championship, talking to Carrie, and also the basketball championships in the Civic Center, was facilities. That we're up against cities now that have put the money into brand new facilities or upgraded facilities. And do we have the facilities here? Do we, as far as you can see, you've been here, what, about 6 months, mm-hmm. 6-8 months? Do we need to find the money to spend to upgrade facilities in some cases?
And that's, again, where VBR Sports comes in. And I've only been here for 6 months, but we're working to track the sports that are currently taking place and really show a dollar amount. What does lacrosse bring in? Tennis, softball? What does a youth event versus collegiate versus, you know, adult amateur? So we need to be able, as a department and an arm of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, put numbers and quantify. So facilities, sports is so facility driven. So it's very important to keep our level of service in that department up. But that's on us to really come in and show those numbers and show the value.
And are there some sports here that are really geared towards maybe a younger audience or a niche, really niche sports, ultimate frisbee, pickleball, things like that?
There's certain sports that fall more into the collegiate club level, I would say. Quidditch is one that we've been going after. That's collegiate club.
Isn't that it's related to Harry Potter, right?
It
Quidditch,
is,
okay.
Yes.
Is that a
yes.
real sport?
It's real.
Yes. Yes, it is.
They'll get offended if you ask them if it's a real
okay.
sport. So, no, and when you say real sport, that it brings people into town. So we go after anything that is has some level of competition and brings people to our region.
Just to wrap up here, I want to ask you, Catherine, when you and Landon Howard sit down and you look at the potential for sporting events, when you sit down with Bree, where do you think we are? Do you think how close do you think we are to maxing out on what we can do here?
Well, one thing I want to do mention is that Bree is the first time ever we've have a dedicated person towards sports. That has not happened in the past for our organization. So that's one thing. And then we're redirecting some of our budget towards the VBR sports initiative. So I think that's something else. What I see is that we have multiple facilities in this entire region that are untapped. And there are multiple diverse sporting events that are untapped as well. So that's what we are. That's what we're moving forward on, and we see that there's going to be a lot of support. And really, I do want to mention that the Roanoke Star Soccer Club changed their name to Virginia's Blue Ridge Soccer Club. So we're seeing the change in the brand and the name and the support.
That's a good endorsement. We'll have to leave it there. Bree Nids and Catherine Fox from VBR Sports. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.